Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November 25th, 2024. Starting off this holiday shortened week here on Monday, looking at Friday's action, we saw mostly positive action out of indices. U.S. equities leaned the way to the upside with the Russell 2000 up of 1.8% there. We saw gold and crude in positive territory. Most U.S. equity indexes were at least up 35 basis points or more. And looking down there, we saw most U.S. or international equities up a few basis points as well. Now, the most likely, notable chart movement we saw over the weekend was the fact that we saw the US dollar move above that 108 level, marking a new 52-week high, furthering its extension into overbought territory, but now marking a new 52-week high and highest chart level that we've seen in 2 years for the US dollar there. Now, moving on over to US equity indexes, saw the Russell 2000 uptick above that 2400 level. We also saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average move up above 44,200. Then from there, the Russell 1000 reversing back into a column of X's here at 3280. It's maintained a buy signal since August there. Then moving on to indicator action that we're looking at for over the weekend, we did see the 10-week for the NYSE reverse back into X's. We noted the 10-week for the S&P 500 reversing last week, towards the end of last week, suggesting that stocks are moving back above their 50-day moving average at the moment. We're seeing some of those 30 weeks getting close to reversing up, suggesting that we're also seeing stocks move back above their 150-day moving average as well. Out on the earnings front, we've seen Zoom reporting today, upcoming later this afternoon, currently sitting some here at some resistance in this mid or upper 80s level here. From here, a move above 88 would put us at a 2-year high for the stock. So keep an eye on that. It's currently a little bit extended here with near-term support sitting at 78. Prior resistance there in the mid-70s actually acting as an additional level of support there for Zoom. Again, reporting later this afternoon on Monday. Moving on to Tuesday, we see CrowdStrike, CRWD among those headlining earnings. We've seen it maintain a buy signal since earlier this month, giving a second there at 360, has rallied up to 370. Too. A little on the overbought side, maybe not as overbought as some names, not quite as overbought as we looked at Zoom there a moment ago, but also worth noting that a move above 380 or even above or to 400 would clear resistance from the summer. Now, on the downside, looking at support there at 336 as well as at 296, sort of that pullback or consolidation level we saw there in October for CRWD. Dell also reporting on Tuesday has given consecutive buy signals since August at this point with a six with a double top break there at 142 being the sixth consecutive buy signal, pardon me. Currently sitting at 144, not quite as overbought as some of the other names we looked at there, but a little overbought with support there at 132 as well as a 124 and in the 110 sort of mid 114 and 118 there as well. No resistance at 160 as well as that May rally high we saw there at 178 for the stock. Best Buy is also reporting, kind of including another retail name, a couple of retail names to wrap us up here on Tuesday as well. Had moved up to a 4 for 5 here in August, but since October has given consecutive sell signals, currently consolidating in the upper 80s to $90 range here. Support there at 86, moved to 85 would move it into a negative trend. We've seen sort of a series of lower tops here, but from here, move above 93 would return it to a buy signals, so keep those price ranges in mind. Additional support sits at 79 for Best Buy as well. Last but not least, Urban Outfitters (URBN) reporting on Tuesday, returned to a buy signal earlier this month. This pullback and consolidated had been a high attribute name for much of the summer, at least till breaking down here in August, and have seen it consolidate since. Move above 43 at the moment would move it back into a positive trend, or pardon me, move above 42 would move it back into a positive trend, potentially increasing it up to a 2 attribute. But additionally, watch support here in the 30s, with even low support dating back to the lower 30s from 2023 there. And the other notable thing we'll see this week is Wednesday PCE data, along with some GDP updates. But as always, if you have any additional questions about the video or a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.